Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace, yours from God the Father Almighty, who loved us and sent His Son to save us, and from God the Holy Spirit, who works mightily through His Word to create and sustain a living and active faith. Peace be to you in His name. The Word of God, which I would lay on your hearts on this Pentecost Sunday, come to us from the book of the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, You know. Then He said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh came upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then He said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then He said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, we are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the very word of God, given by inspiration of His Holy Spirit. Even so, we pray that He would work mightily in us as He sanctifies us and sets us apart for His holy purposes. As we pray, O Lord, sanctify us through Your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Your fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, who have been called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified by the mighty work of God the Holy Spirit through His Word and His sacrament. Wow, what a text. Sounds like something right out of Indiana Jones or The Lord of the Rings. Something those movie makers like to have us imagine being possible. A valley full of bones, like a mighty war had taken place and many soldiers had been slain and their bones were the only thing that remained, picked clean by the vultures and the predators. Those bones were very dry, Ezekiel says. There wasn't an ounce of life left in them. The sun bleached them, deader than a doorknob. Well, more than a fictional movie, the Lord is trying to teach us some very important things in this text this morning, especially on this Pentecost Sunday. Having examined closely the condition of all those bones, the Lord asks His prophet Ezekiel, He says, Can these bones live? So if the Lord had asked you about such a sight as that, how would you answer? No way. No way they can live. They're just bones. No flesh, no muscle, no sinews or tendons. How can bones like these live? Well, as far as we're concerned, there is no way. Yet Ezekiel knows with God there is a way. He answers, O Lord God, you know. Ezekiel knew that the only way these dry bones could become living creatures is if God Himself, the God of life, the God of creation, did it Himself. Now this graphic vision that the Lord reveals to Ezekiel was to teach a truth about His kingdom and how God works. At the time of Ezekiel, the Old Testament children of Israel had been utterly humiliated. They had abandoned the Lord God for the worship of false gods, and God had delivered them over to their enemies. The northern tribe of Israel had been wiped out by the Assyrian army, carried away, never to be seen again. The southern kingdom of Judah had been defeated by the Babylonian army. Jerusalem had been leveled, the temple destroyed. And now they were in the midst of a 70-year captivity in Babylon. During those 70 years in Babylon, away from Jerusalem, away from their homeland, the children of Israel thought there was no hope. So the Lord pictures their condition with this valley of dry bones. And He says to Ezekiel, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, and we are indeed cut off. The Israelites felt like there was no hope, like they were nothing more than a pile of dry bones without any chance of life. How many times haven't we felt the same? Dried up. Nothing left in us. No life. Our faith weak and faltering. Well, the Lord is trying to teach us something here too. Not just our condition right now, whether it be a hopeless situation, but by birth, our hopeless situation. That we were nothing more than a pile of dry bones, spiritually dead and without hope. Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are indeed cut off. Where can hope be found? Where can hope be found for an aging congregation, for a troubled marriage, for an unbelieving friend, for a wayward child, for a bad health situation, for a sinfully addictive behavior? Whatever the situation may be, where can hope be found? Let us rejoice on this Pentecost Sunday, because the Lord makes known where hope is to be found. Only hope can be found when the Lord speaks in His Word, when the Holy Spirit acts through that Word and raises up a great army and causes us to know the Lord. May God, the Holy Spirit, continue to work mightily through our words, through His Word, in our hearts and in our lives. As our text begins, it seems that the Lord is asking Ezekiel to do something rather silly. He says, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now that seems silly. Speak to a pile of bones, bones which have no life in them, bones which have no ears to hear with. Prophesy to bones like that. That seems like a waste of time. And indeed, if Ezekiel were to come up with his own message to speak to those dry bones, it would have been a waste of time. Just like tomorrow, if any of you are going to a Memorial Day celebration or observance at a cemetery tomorrow, if you had something to say to those slain soldiers, do you think they would listen to you? Our words do not carry that kind of power. But when the Lord speaks, something different happens. We see it right away in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1. God creating the heaven and the earth with what? He speaks and it happens. Something comes out of nothing. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were formed and the earth was created. By the word of the Lord, He put the sun and the moon and the stars into position. And by His word, He sustains them. And it was this powerful word of the Lord that Ezekiel preached to those dry bones. And things began to happen. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound. And behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there was sinews on them. And flesh came upon them. And skin covered them. This is what happens when the Lord speaks. Things happen. When His word is preached, things begin to happen. When we are in a hopeless situation, where is it we look for solutions? Well, we think the world is pretty educated. They're pretty wise. Maybe we should go to them first to help us in our hopeless situation. Whether it be our job, our family, or of much greater importance, our faith and our church. But listen to this text again. Speak the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord can only has the power to give hope to dry bones, especially with our faith and our congregation and everything in our Christian walk. The word of the Lord is powerful. The Lord says in Isaiah 55, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." The Lord spoke that word to dry bones, and things happen. Just as the Lord continues to speak to us in His word, and things happen in our lives, in our faith, and in our relationships. As Ezekiel prophesied, bones came together, tendons reformed, muscles appeared, and skin began to cover those dry bones. Now they started to look like something. Now they started to look like living beings. But still there was something missing, wasn't there? We read at the end of verse 8, that there was no breath in them. As alive and well as they looked, as healthy as they appeared, they had no breath. They were just like Adam after God formed him from the dust of the ground. It wasn't until God breathed into Adam the breath of life that he became a living being. And so the Lord again calls on Ezekiel to proclaim His word. He says, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet." At the word of the Lord, once again, the breath of life entered those lifeless corpses, and they became living beings. They stood on their feet, ready for action. This is because the breath of the Lord entered them. And the breath He is depicting here is none other than the Holy Spirit. We read in verse 14, "I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live." It is God, the Holy Spirit, working through the word of the Lord that gives life and hope to Israel's dry bones. We should expect nothing less whenever the Word of God is proclaimed. God, the Holy Spirit, is active in that Word, giving life. Think of what He's done for you. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians and in Colossians that we all were dead in trespasses and sins. We might have looked alive, but spiritually, we were lifeless. So what happened? What changed? God put His Holy Spirit within us, and we came to life. God, the Holy Spirit, through His Word, created faith in your heart. Faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And likewise, Paul writes that no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. So faith in Jesus Christ is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you believe Jesus is your Savior from sin, thank God the Holy Spirit. He has acted through His Word in your life, creating faith. Because the Spirit worked through the Word of the Lord, we have become spiritually living beings. And now these once dry bones have hope. So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. What a change. What a change happened in that valley of dry bones, which was once looked like the site of a horror movie, suddenly becomes the site of a great military, an army ready for battle. And the Hebrew here about the size of this army is very emphatic. An exceedingly great, great army, Ezekiel describes. What was once a hopeless and a lifeless situation now is a site full of vitality and ready for action. This, again, is the work of the Holy Spirit through His Word. He creates a living army of the Lord. Not an army assembled to fight like many of our veterans have fought in physical confrontations between nations. No, Paul says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But we do face enemies. Spiritual enemies. Spiritual enemies poised to strike at our faith and the faith of our children. We see and hear these enemies every day. In school, our children are told that the Bible is a myth, a fairy tale, that God didn't create us, but instead we evolved from monkeys. The voice of the enemy says marriage is disposable rather than a lifelong commitment that God instituted from the beginning. The enemy says that it's silly to trust in a God that you cannot see and you cannot prove exists. They say that faith in Jesus is silly. These are the enemies we face day after day in the media, at work, and especially in our public schools. Is there any hope for us and for our children? How will we defend ourselves? Well, remember what we hear in our text. It is the Spirit that raises that exceedingly great army. Led by the Word, the Spirit equips His army to the teeth. And among the weaponry the Spirit equips His army for, the most important is that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God, which brought us to faith, is the very word we use to defend ourselves. Often confirmation students wonder why the pastor makes them memorize so many Bible passages. This is the reason. Those enemies are out there active every day. And so we need that sword. We need to have that sword ready at our side at all times to defend ourselves and to fight back all those who assault Jesus and our faith in Him. We see the Holy Spirit assembling that army on Pentecost when we read in Acts 2 that 3,000 souls were brought to faith on that day. And likewise, in the book of Revelation, we hear of the thousands upon thousands and tens of thousands, that great army of believers that the Holy Spirit has raised up from the beginning of time through His Word and continues to raise up today. What a difference the Spirit makes. Those once dry, hopeless bones. Now the Spirit, working through the Word, raises up an exceedingly great army of believers who have hope. But what is this hope that we have been talking about? What is the hope that the Spirit has given us? Well, the Israelites thought they were without hope and abandoned in Israel, doomed to destruction. But God said he would raise them up and return them to their homeland of Israel and Jerusalem. Then the Lord said, "Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it," declares the Lord. The Israelites had hope for a future because God said, "I'm going to return you to the promised land." And because the Lord spoke it, it would be done. Then they would know that He is the Lord. He is Jehovah God who makes and keeps all His promises. That's where we find our hope as well. Our hope is in the Lord. Knowing Him. And not just knowing about Him, not just knowing the facts from Scripture, what the Bible says about God, but knowing Him in a personal way. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit through His Word. He makes us God's children, so we know Him. He is our Lord. And by faith, we have hope. Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." To know the one true God is to have eternal life, right now. It is to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. By faith, we know that Jesus has reconciled us unto God, made us one with God, at peace with Him, through Jesus' death and His resurrection. By faith, we know that heaven is our home, and not because of anything we've done, but because of everything God has done. Because of His amazing grace, we have hope. By the working of the Spirit through the Word, these dry bones know the Lord and have hope. So on this day of Pentecost, as we are reminded of the work of God the Holy Spirit, let us remember the wonderful things God has done for these dry bones of ours. The Lord has given us His all-powerful Word in which He gives us hope and strengthens our eternal hope. Through His Word, the Spirit comes to us. He has raised up an exceedingly great army of believers, and through the work of the Spirit, we know the Lord. And we have hope, an eternal future, that heaven is our home through Jesus Christ. May God, the Holy Spirit, who has given hope to these dry bones, continue to strengthen and build us up in the hope of the life of the world to come. Amen.